私が嫌うアスカソンはホスティホスティズのマーカー。
KC4SKD, name is Larry. How you doing this afternoon?
Larry's name over here is Ken, Kilo Echo November.
Headed home after a long day at work. Looking forward to some good food. And I got a few things to do this evening. One thing I need to do is get on my exercise bike and ride it because I'm not getting enough exercise.
Feeling. Yeah, we're just coming back from eating dinner at our favorite Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, I like Mexican too. There's several places I like to go that's Mexican. And my mom wanted me to try another one, but I just hadn't got around to it yet.
It's over there in Taylor's off of Wade Hampton, El Matador.
Let me go so easily. I try not to overdo it anymore because I got up a little weight. My doctor said you need to lose some weight, so I did. I lost 30 pounds and trying to, you know, really watch it. Somebody left some leftover pizza in the break room at work a while ago, and I was really tempted to eat it. I just walked right on by it.
Congratulations on your 30 pounds. I got kind of the opposite. I've lost 25 this year, which is probably pretty good, but I don't know why. So I'm going to the doctor to see if we can figure out why.
Noticed my feet and legs don't hurt as bad. Blood pressure's down a little bit, and I generally feel better. So, but I went way past my goal, so tomorrow I'm going to go eat at a little Italian place there next to the office.
Good. Where you work at?
Portland, over there next to Haywood Mall.
Yeah, my wife works kind of over by there. She works at that restaurant called Stacks Omega.
Before, and eaten there a few times. But since I went on the diet, I've been carrying my lunch to work since April, but I decided this, you know, tomorrow everything goes all right, I'm gonna go splurge a little bit.
Yeah, we gotta splurge every once in a while. If we, you know, stick to a routine that we don't like, there ain't much sense in going on.
I think I'm ready for the cold. We've insulated the pipes and foundation vents, covered all them, and did that at home, and also my mom's and my mother-in-law. So I'm hoping we don't have any issues in the morning.
Already, all I got to do is fill up the bird feeders tonight.
We checked our like at least 10 below, so I hope that don't get tested.
If it gets down that low, we're gonna be in serious trouble. I think just the wind chill might get down there, so hopefully it won't be too bad on the vehicle.
My brother lives above Asheville, North Carolina, and it's probably going to get a little cooler up there than it does here. But I'm hoping he's going to be all right. The place he lives in will be quite difficult to get in and out of if roads were to get bad. So he has to really watch the forecast and have extra food and things prepared just in case.
EFW. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think they're supposed to get a little bit of snow, but I don't think it's supposed to amount to a lot.
Yeah, but they have more power failures up there, too, than we do. But I hope he don't lose power, because if he does, his well pump won't work.
It don't work, and then you end up with a bunch of frozen pipes, right? Because you can't leave the water run.
To another. KC4SKD for ID. But anyway, what can we talk about now? Do you know anybody that's got a shortwave receiver that they actually pick up something on it?
Not just, you know, dedicated shortwave. I mean, my HF, I mean, I can pick up anything on my HF. It does really good.
But, I bought a world band receiver, and on Amazon, just a little portable thing, and it would hardly pick up anything. I hooked it up to an antenna outside and played with it, and I thought, well, there's no reason to keep it, so I just sent it back. I'd like to find something that I could listen to every once in a while.
Jeffrey?
Well, I got 2 meters and 440, and that's about it.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know. I think some of the better ones are several hundred dollars on that, but it would be nice to just be able to tune one over and pull in some stuff. But, you know, those things are on such a weird schedule, it's hard to keep up with.
Once upon a time, I had a Helicrafters receiver, and I told several people that I kept it for a while, and it was big. It had 18 tubes in it, but it was a good radio, and I got rid of it. I guess one of the things is it was just so big, I didn't have a place to really keep it. But now I got a place to have one, and I wish I had it back. But, the guy I gave it to moved away.
One that somebody's selling or somebody else has more information about a better one. But, you know, if you get too expensive in the one, you might as well just get an HF rig and be able to do everything.
I'm saying about the cost, I looked at them on eBay, and they are expensive. And I went to one of the dealers that has one and looked at their website. The first one they had on the webpage was $14,990-something just for a receiver.
I know what you're talking about, and I regret that I had a bunch of good ones I got rid of. I had an ICOM R71 or 71A, which was a fantastic receiver, and it even was good for, broadcast band DX. You'd get AM broadcast from, 500 miles away. I had a Drake R8 that I got rid of, what the hell happened to it? I loaned it to KI4MLN, and I guess it vanished. Only thing I got now is the Realistic DX, Radio Shack Realistic DX 394, and I think those are Chinese anyway. So, I had one or two really good shortwave listening rigs, and I'm, kind of mad that I got rid of them.
SKD, I had an old heat kit one time, but it wasn't a very good radio, and I didn't keep it long. But anyway, maybe someday I'll try one again. And I forget who's next. Go ahead, Ken. KC4SKD.
KN4TFW. Well, I've made it back to the house, so I'm going to say 73 to both of you. I enjoyed the QSO, and hopefully we can get together again. And you guys have a Merry Christmas and be safe. And until next time, 73KN4TFW.
Good to ride along with me a few minutes, and I better sign out too. I'm barely getting a repeater. I hope y'all can hear me. KC4SKD. Have a good evening. I appreciate the comments. KC4SKD.
KD2BNG. All right, you stay safe and have a Merry Christmas.